Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast brought to you by BlackBerry. Coming up on the week's show, BlackBerry, when will they get the message? BBM, internet and emails all meltdown for three whole days. Where were the updates? And more importantly, where's the compensation? Where there's a blame, there's a claim. It's iPhone 4S day. Have you been queuing through the night? At least you didn't have to take it home and sync it before you had a play. And have you upgraded to iOS 5? Some of you have been having a few issues and also some problems with iOS 5. Plus, we've all the goss from the T3 Awards, or hilariously, as it's been auto-corrected here, gooses, assuming everyone's recovered. And by everyone, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who was scandalously overlooked as Gadget Personality of the Year. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I've already been down to the Apple Store this morning.
Have you?
Yep.
Strange people there?
Strange demographic, should we say.
I got a press release from Westfield, which is a popular shopping centre here in West London.
I was going to say, the hip-hop DJ.
And they were promoting the fact that you could go and queue there at the Apple Store there, because there is one, indoors, which is kind of cheating.
Yep, that is definitely cheating.
As promotions go, that's not exactly...
It's not great.
Buy one, get one free,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. So
you can queue in slightly more comfort.
Yeah. Really not die hard if you didn't make it to Regent Street or...
The weather's really nice anyway, though.
It's cold out
there. It's chilly.
Yeah, it's cold, but it's dry.
It's a bit brisk, but it's quite sunny.
Mm. Right. Good. Yeah. Anyway, Dan, anything you want to tell us before we begin?
Well, as you were saying, Dan, where there's blame, there's a claim. and this... I don't know if this email's doing the rounds and everybody in the universe has seen this. They probably have, actually.
I hadn't seen this until it was presented to me.
Well, in this particular case, where there's blame, there's a frankly preposterous claim, which is that, I'll just read the headline, actually. Woman claims watching 3D film made her pregnant.
This is tickled Ree today.
Now, I don't know what they teach kids in schools these days. She said... that was it. She's dating a soldier. A soldier had been away for a year, came back. Oh, there's a baby. Mm. So his wife, Jennifer Stewart, 38 years old, and not 13, as you might think, for somebody who might make a claim along those lines, said the baby had been conceived while she'd been watching a 3D porno film.
Hmm.
But not just conceived, you know, in a normal way.
No.
Conceived during a 3D porno film, because these 3D films are very lifelike. With the technology today, everything is possible.
Well, there
Who
we are.
Who said that?
She did.
No, that's sorry. He said that.
Yeah, husband. The husband.
Yeah, and he said there's no reason why
ridiculous story.
The quote from her is, thank goodness my husband believes me.
Thank goodness my husband's an idiot.
And they're actually suing the cinema that she went to see
it. I have a terrible suspicion that this is one of those stories that starts off in, say, National Enquirer and then gets picked up by mainstream, you know, some local newspaper.
It's amazing.
I doubt its origins.
The other thing is...
It's a proper newspaper story. It's come from a newspaper. It's not just some...
There are newspapers and there are newspapers,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, I mean, because... Yeah, actually, this must be bollocks, mustn't it? Because the other thing is, I've just sort of noticed, and I don't know why I didn't notice this before, is that whilst the baby is black, the mother is white, but they've completely neglected to mention whether the husband...
No, no, no. It says both of them are white.
You're fine.
And that's the reason why the baby is black, because the guy in
the porn star
was black. And apparently they look exactly the same.
Like clones.
Yeah. Mm. Like they look exactly the same.
It's weird, because if I'm watching, not that I do, but if were I watching a 3D porno film with a sort of strapping African-American fella pleasuring somebody,
you wouldn't become pregnant.
I don't immediately start picturing them as a baby, and then if I see a baby the next day, oh, that 6 month
exactly,
old,
yeah.
Exactly like the guy in Black Cox 7. It's uncanny.
It's just unbelievable. It's
not as good as Seven Black Cox, that film.
Seven Black Cox for Seven Brothers.
Here we are.
The musical classic.
Everyone likes a song. Anyway, on to our top...
And they will make you sing, let me tell you.
On to our top story. And it was one of those rare non-Apple stories that made it into the mainstream media. Sadly for Rim, it wasn't one of those good news stories. It was, in fact, very bad news, especially for their 7 million UK customers and several million others around the world. 3 days of outages didn't leave them very happy. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, it's just, it was just the fact that they were so slow to respond. If it happened the first day and then at the end there was nothing really from BlackBerry, then we all thought it was good in the morning. The second day, again, BlackBerry users had nothing. And it, I think it was the third day that Mike Glazeridis finally came out and kind of apologised.
It was just a kind of a case study in how not to handle
it. Didn't seem
news.
Like great crisis management. But then maybe if they tried to be, I don't know, I can only assume as one of those ones, a bit like when Sony had their problems earlier in the year, that they so completely had no idea what was going on that they just couldn't think what to tell people.
I don't think they still know, do they? Mike Glazeridis came out and said that they don't know how it happened.
We keep on turning it off and turning it back on again. It's still not working.
This is the video apology that we finally had from Mike Glazeridis after 4 days.
We've let many of you down. You expect better from us, and I expect better from us. We're doing everything in our power to restore regular service levels, and we're working tirelessly to restore your trust in us. We'll update you again soon. Thank you.
You've got a lovely speaking voice.
Two keyword trust, which I think is what's been eroded by all this, and we'll work hard to update you, which I think they've finally realised they hadn't done a very good job of that.
And Mark, it's just the timing was unbelievable with the iPhone 4S out today. And
almost as if it was sabotage.
Ooh.
Well, it sort of first went a bit, kind of, you know, it first started hitting TV and radio on the day iMessage launched, you know, direct rival to BlackBerry Messenger.
And Apple is a very ruthless company. I mean, I don't think we can write off the possibility that... Was there a sort of Mission Impossible style team arrived the day before this
there
happened?
There was someone on the Facebook group
suddenly
talking about
the
conspiracy.
We've come to fix your air conditioning. And one of them was like a disguises expert, and the other one had a big sort of round thing with a fuse coming out the top with bomb written on the front.
I imagine
Could that have been what happened?
That's pretty much what happened,
Mark Borokowski, I probably completely mispronounced the name, but the Borkowski, sorry, the PR expert. Mm. I say expert, he's always asked to pontificate on PR matters in the press when something like this goes tits up. He said it was a textbook example of the kind of marketing department or the kind of press department of a company being paralysed by the legal department of the company, who don't want them to say anything.
Well, this is absolutely
because
true.
It makes you more open to being sued.
I don't think it was even that they weren't allowed to say anything. They weren't told anything, because I called up the press office in the UK and they just knew. It wasn't that
they just knew the same
as us. I
didn't
feel that they were kind of holding anything back. They really didn't know.
Yeah, right.
And of course, they can. You know, they're not technical experts. Their job is to
just like us
convey the information.
We know nothing about technology. We're just communicators. You know,
their job is to get the information and then give it to the press. They weren't being given the information. And you could sense the frustration that they were having as well.
The seething frustration of
men from
RIM. They
must have fielded so many calls.
Oh, they would,
They'd said the same thing to everyone.
Exactly.
They just didn't know.
Has anybody said this, that the way that BlackBerry operates, which is its strength in many ways because of the reliability of their email normally and the fact they're able to add the extra layers of security to it, is also an accident waiting to happen, in as much as it means all of the email is going for a central point.
Yeah.
Well, has anybody apart from me said that?
I think you'll find I mentioned that on Radio 4 on Wednesday.
Here you go.
Good work,
Radio
Dan.
4.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, but it is. That was my main thought, because I don't use BlackBerries, and I can't honestly pretend that I care. But I did think, well, they do route all the email, and that is why their email service is so good. But it basically means all the emails for like America, Europe, Africa, China.
No, it's true. And the
other places in the world, they are all going for an office in Slough.
The thing they blamed, if it is true, the core switch is basically the thing in the middle of your network that ties everything together.
Mm.
If that does go,
that's it.
It's kind of key.
Yeah.
Whereas email in general, you know, webmail in particular.
Well, the beauty of the internet.
It can be as we've mentioned before, the internet, you just reroute and it goes elsewhere and it cannot really break down.
Now little used phrase, the World Wide Web.
Yes.
Web being, you know, its strength, because, you know, if a bit breaks, it just goes another way.
Yeah. Whereas Slough. Nobody's ever called Slough the World Wide Slough, have they?
It's not a web, is it?
This was the timeline of BlackBerry announcements, which were mainly being done on Twitter via BlackBerry Help. So we had on Monday some users in EMEA, which is a helpful phrase to start with. EMEA are experiencing
that means
issues.
Most of the world.
It means it stands
Europe,
for
Middle East and Africa.
Yeah. Europe, Middle East and Africa are experiencing issues. We're investigating and we apologise for any inconvenience. Not much more until the next day, when they finally said message delays were caused, past tense, by a core switch failure in RIM's infrastructure. Now being resolved, sorry for inconvenience, again. We didn't actually get a full breakdown of the problems, which were actually carrying on, although they say they, you know, they were talking in the past tense there, until Wednesday, when they finally put out quite a detailed statement on what was going wrong and where. Mm. And then finally on Thursday, that video apology. Mm. And for the first time today, it was the first time I'd seen anyone from RIM or BlackBerry on our TV channels sort of apologising and saying what's gone wrong. They were on BBC Breakfast this morning and were asked, okay, you know, they'd done their full apology and everything. So they were saying, what's the compensation? And he just completely dodged the question. Mm. He was pressing it again and basically said, well, it's not, you know, now's not the time to be thinking about that. And now is not the time to be thinking about that. Monday was the time to be thinking about that, you know.
So, because we've got a guy here at work who's got his BlackBerry and he lives and he's a freelancer. Yeah. So he actually lost money because he couldn't get his email.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it seems ridiculous that we should be paralysed if, you know, we can't get our emails on our phone for 4 days. But people, you know, this is how people conduct their business.
Yeah.
You know, the whole point is, especially for people like freelancers or sole traders, you know, people who work on the road and all sorts, you know, this is their office.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's
like not being allowed
into
your office for four days. You know, you're going to lose money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, that comes back to it's the price you pay for having the extra security and the kind of all-in-oneness of the BlackBerry service. If it goes tits up, there's no plan B, it seems.
A lot of people were saying, I'm switching to the iPhone. I mean,
lots of people were saying that, yeah.
I suppose a lot of people would have anyway, because it's quite an attractive product. But it's just bad timing.
Really, really bad timing.
Yeah, well, at the moment, everything RIM touches turns to shit.
It's really
they're not having a great time of it.
No, they have bad runs.
Hey, RIM's having a bad run of it. Anyway, Teether.com's been soliciting your BlackBerry jokes, so that was reased. Teether.com's own, what did the BlackBerry say to the BlackBerry? Nothing.
Oh.
Neil McPartlin, very respectful of BlackBerry to have a 3-day silence in memory of Steve Jobs. Lots of variants on BlackBerry Crumble or Apple and BlackBerry Crumble. That was also on the podcast group. Michael Montgomery,
Pricicles, I guess.
I think it's Pricicles. Montgomery Pricicles. BlackBerry Messenger is down. There'll be riots if they can find a way to organise them, that is.
Good one.
Someone pointed to the Ronnie Corbett and Harry Enfield sketch on YouTube. My BlackBerry's not working, which is excellent. Mark Davies. I buy an iPad and Steve Jobs dies. I buy a BlackBerry and BBM dies. I buy a Justin Bieber CD. Fingers crossed.
Actually, that one doesn't quite work.
It does.
Because obviously the one in the middle isn't a person.
Well.
So he's established the theme with the first part of the joke, then completely lost the theme with the second one and resumes only at the end.
No, it's fine.
I don't want to seem like I'm overanalyzing the humour there.
Yeah, and my own effort. BBM, built by morons.
Oh, Dan.
Or, a ruder word.
There's probably ruder ones, yes.
Here's a good one. Knock, knock.
Who's that?
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry who? That's terrible.
Isn't that a reworking of the joke I did at the start?
Yes, it is, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you for noticing.
Yes. Anyway, plenty more where that came from, so let me say.
It got a really good reception when you did it, so I just wanted to still jump on your coattails, as it were.
Let me say, here is the news. It's iPhone 4S release day, and despite some lukewarm reception from some, including Jason Bradbury, that hasn't stopped T3 awarding it a coveted 5 stars. Cue typical frenzied fanboyish behaviour outside Apple stores with Craig Fox, the first to plonk his camp chair down outside the Regent Street branch a full week before release day.
Those who couldn't wait have already been downloading iOS 5. Demand on Wednesday was so great that hundreds of thousands of users were hit by an error 3200 message. That's a network connectivity or traffic issue. Apple's advice was to wait an hour or more and try again. Many had to wait until the next morning.
Jesus. Google's Nexus Prime has been had been delayed as a tribute to Steve Jobs, but now the iPhone 4S competitor looks set to be unveiled at a special event in Hong Kong next week. Invites for the next-gen Google phone launch have got out for the 19th of October, 1 week later than planned.
Nintendo has confirmed that its redesigned Wii, unveiled back at E3 in June, will be hitting UK shelves on the 4th of November. The new edition rocks a new pared-down design and sits flat rather than on its side. Bad news for GameCube fans, though. Ninty has ditched support for his old hub, meaning accessories and games won't work with the new box.
Sony's PlayStation Network and online entertainment service have again been hit by hackers months after a major security breach cost Sony millions and led to outrage amongst gamers. This time, 60,000 PSN and 33,000 SOE accounts were hit between last Friday and this Monday. Sony says it's frozen the accounts affected and it's investigating the breach.
And Microsoft has read the Zune HD its last rites. The iPod Touch rival has been killed off, with Microsoft instead deciding to train its eye on Zune software for Xbox and Windows Phone. Sadly, the media spinner never made it to these shores, and now it never will. There was a Zune joke on Two and a Half Men.
Was there?
That's how popular it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
people in America have heard of it, at least.
If you launch a brown gadget, you've kind of got to expect. Wow. You know.
I think some of the later Zunes were quite well regarded by people who got to see them. They kind of sorted out a lot of the aesthetic issues.
Yeah, BOS
brown issues.
Brown issues of RIM.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Yes, AG112, Andrew Ian Gill, and several others, quite a few others, I should think, actually. I'm avid podcast listener, but I've not been able to get 200, 201, and 202 on iTunes the past 3 weeks. They don't download. Help.
Right. We've now sorted this from last week. It's now on iTunes. The problem was that we launched the new site and we couldn't push the podcast into the RSS feed because it hadn't been set up because it was an old RSS feed.
Push it into the feed.
Yeah, force it into the feed.
Force it through the
rim. So, but this last week's is there and this week's will be there. But if you want to catch up with the others, they are all on t3.com if you want to listen to them.
Yes, they are.
Will they at some point end up on iTunes as well?
Will they never be on iTunes? I think they should, yeah.
They'll be true collector's items.
Yeah.
If you're a real podcast fan, you'll have heard 200 to 202. Well, 200 in particular, because that was the live one.
That was good.
And you would have to be a fan to listen to that.
Yeah.
Ben Proctor, says, great podcast. Duncan or Dan, as host of the podcast, have to say, loving a bit of Dunk.
Yeah. Did you listen to last week?
I did, actually, yeah. Dan? Yeah, I was enjoying it.
Yeah. That much, Dan. He gets a bong.
Ding dong.
I think we needed that. I think I spotted a what we got wrong, but no one else did.
No. What was it?
Well, I'm just going to leave it out there.
Oh, okay,
and if someone, you know, wants to message in.
Okay, fine.
It was a mathematical fault, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought what we got wrong might have been on all the occasions when I just completely tailed off and forgot what it was we were meant to be talking about. But I think I managed to pass that off as just being my style.
Yeah. So, you see, your style has gone down well. So there we go. Ben is liking it.
I've got lots happening on the Facebook group. Chris Harrow, not sure if this has been posted, but if you have Sky Anytime Plus, you can watch a Sky News programme from the T3 Gadget Awards. Quite good.
Quite good.
That's a praise indeed.
A ringing endorsement.
Yeah, quite good. It's all right. Leon Fenner, open question, but I'm hoping Dan or Ree will know. I'm thinking of getting the Arcos G980 tab. Any progress on the mag coming on Android? Well, there is, because we announced it on at the T3 Awards on Monday, that we are going to launch a Android T3 app. It's going to happen very soon, in the next couple of months. But we'll keep you posted.
Happening. Oh, that's good. Because I knew one was coming, but I knew that yonks ago, and it was a very open-ended sort of coming. So that's much better progress. Yes. Excellent.
On the other end, as to getting the Arcos tab, I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Unless they've massively improved the quality of their tablets, I'm thinking... possibly don't get that particular one. But
what was that cheapo one that was actually
handy pad?
The handy pad.
Handy pad.
Yeah. Even
handy pad.
Handy pad.
Which is get that.
It wasn't bad
if you don't want to spend a lot.
Then I've got comments on me yawning on last week's pod. Poor thing, let her off home, people, says Sion Wong.
I was tired.
I was ill.
Worse for wear.
And this week has been even worse. Because I had the awards 2 a.m. on Monday. Then I had the iPhone 4S exclusive videos. We've got about five of them.
Did you hear the croak in the voice just then?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was really coming
that
through.
Was 2 a.m. And then I've been in Belgium with Ford for 2 days. Come back today.
Oh, the hardship.
Oh, right, yeah. Terrible being wined and dined. And
I wasn't wined and dined. I got taken on a hot lap.
A what? Oh, a hot as in around a track.
Lap, around a track, yeah.
Okay.
I've been on a hot lap.
I've had a few hot laps in Barcelona, but there we are.
I managed to crush a Boris bike.
Thank you for
bike.
Your sympathies.
Crush?
Crash a Boris bike after the awards.
Did you? Did you ride the award? Did you ride a bike?
Were you riding worse for wear?
I was completely paralytic.
Oh, dear.
And I tried to...
How is the Boris bike?
I was sort of... The Boris bike's absolutely fine. They're indestructible, but...
But Duncan's are not.
I'm okay. I got a minor sprain in my wrist, but it's nothing. But I was inside a bus, and normally it wouldn't really bother me, like on my normal bike. But on a Boris bike, you feel a bit more, I don't know, vulnerable because you can't go very fast, and you also
and you don't tend to have a helmet because who carries a helmet around?
I never wear a helmet anyway, and you feel like a big idiot. So I tried to sort of hop onto the curb to get out of the way because there wasn't a lot going on. Well, let me tell you, it's not very easy bunny hopping on a Boris
They're
bike.
Heavy they weigh,
I think I got the front wheel maybe about 2 millimeters off the tarmac, so I just crashed straight into the curb, turned it over. And then, but it gets worse.
Oh.
First I looked round, nobody noticed. Okay, so nobody noticed me being a massive twat. And I was quite drunk, so I didn't really feel the pain until the following morning. But then I was pushing the bike along, and about 20 minutes later I noticed I'd got a massive rip all down the top of my trouser. Because obviously I was still wearing my suit.
No.
Oh, suit trousers as well.
Yeah. So I don't know how many people I walked past showing a bit too much thigh.
Lovely. Elsewhere on the Facebook group, plenty of you ordering an iPhone 4S. We've got orders from Andy Lyon, Oliver Kamei, Kadimi, Karim Unaja, I'm guessing. Karim actually tried to pre-order, but O2 wasn't doing pre-orders. Andrew Smith found the same, so he's gone with Vodafone. Michael Pert has managed to snag one on O2 VIP because he's an Olympic hopeful.
That's good, isn't it?
We should be able to do that on that basis.
I think, yeah. What, on the Olympic hopeful basis? Or,
no, on the or if that's the level of fame that's required.
Gadget personality Duncan Bell. Yeah, I think he did say the barrier, the bar is quite low, but I don't know what that might have just been modesty. It's all been going down with iOS 5. Sean Kevin Bolas, iOS 5, all done, smiley face. Stuart Gordon, all sorted, smooth as silk, he says. Yes. And Yasser Charisma, iPhone done, iPad done, iPod Touch done, lucky man. Yeah. But. Matt Naylor, error 3200, meh. Jack Malkinson getting the same error. Katie Heath, mine won't work. It keeps saying it can't be completed. After 3 tries, I've given up. Stuart Ellis, finished iOS 5 update for 3GS after several error messages and reinstalling iTunes. Only took 4 and a bit hours. Hope it's worth it for 2 days till my new phone arrives. So let me get this straight. You've got a 3GS.
That's slightly obsessive
spending
behavior.
4 hours upgrading it to iOS 5, but you're getting the 4S today, which will already have iOS 5.
Yeah, who knows?
Bit strange, that, Stuart.
Getting a preview, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I can't imagine it runs all that well on a 3GS as well.
I can't imagine.
Because the iOS 4 completely screwed 3GS. Yeah.
But you get like iMessage, that can't be that intensive. Yeah. You know, little features like that. Simon White, please stop bitching about your iOS 5 updates. Thank you.
BlackBerry user.
Yes. It is going down well with those who've got it. Timothy Okonowu, just seen that you can delete songs off the iPhone on the phone, no syncing involved. Yeah, that's the whole idea. Mm-hmm. Andy Lyon's favourite feature is notifications, without a doubt. Jack Lyon, any relation? The hand gestures on iPad are really slick. And Matt Badgett, who knows?
Bajot.
Faster mobile porn is his favourite feature.
Is that a feature of iOS 5?
Yeah. Well, you know, the new faster
download,
processor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the hardware.
Yes, so to speak. Jack Malkinson, can anyone help me? Trying to input all my dates onto iCloud calendar on the website. Go to check my iPad, and if I have two appointments on the same day, then no matter what time I set, it pushes the second over onto the next day. Please tell me what I'm doing wrong. I can't imagine that you're doing anything wrong there, Jack. It sounds like some sort of error. Fault you've come across there.
Apple has obviously decided that Jack is working too hard and is trying to help him out.
If anyone knows a solution to that, please hop on to the Facebook group, the official T3 podcast group.
A lot of people have been complaining that it deletes all their songs, doesn't it? A few people have been having that problem, deleting songs problems. And contacts.
See, this is why you shouldn't bother
if you update
until months
later. Yeah, I've got to say, I never rush to update anything. I'm very cagey about these things.
That was all the reasons for the... Because everyone who tried the next day seemed to do it in minutes, and everyone who tried to do it on the day was taking hours and hours and hours. All they were just getting endless error
messages.
It's
not like they're going to run out, is it?
That'd be funny.
Sorry.
Tried to download it. No, sorry, we only had 26. We'll be getting another 30 or so in next week.
Try back then. Anyway, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
It's the iPhone 4S because I've had to play with it.
Predictable.
Sorry. So we had an exclusive look at it last week. So I had it last Friday. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I had to play with it.
Five stars. Which is a rare thing in these new exciting times.
Well, it is, but we gave the iPhone 4 has got a 5, so it's quite bad to downgrade.
The iPhone 4 did get 5 stars.
So because the iPhone 4S has improved, you can't really...
Because there's all the speed improvements and the iOS 5 improvements and Safari and all this kind of business. But have they... Because they've got this new dual antenna. Has that solved death grip?
Well, to be honest, I think it was overplay, that death grip thing anyway.
Never.
But
I won't hear a word of it.
Yes, you can make calls on it. And it works. So the only thing was...
I have to say, whenever I've put... Because my wife's got an iPhone... I've got a HTC sensor, Desire S, and we sit them together. This always holds calls better. You know, it's always got signal when she has, and all those kind of things. Mm. I know some of that is all relative, depending on what's 3 bars and one phone, what's 3. But it generally seems to get signal much better than her 3GS.
That's depending on your network as well.
Well, we're both on Vodafone, so it's kind of
the 3GS. I mean, funnily enough, the 4 generally, amongst sort of Apple followers, is seen as being the first one that actually has quite acceptable reception, ignoring the kind of grip of death issue. It was actually a lot more notorious amongst users of iPhones as opposed to people in general as being very poor for actually making phone calls in all its previous
iterations.
That's improved.
It's really good, but the funny thing is, because it looks exactly the same as the iPhone, we did an unboxing. And as I said, we had it exclusively. So on Tuesday, we put up the unboxing and everyone was like, fake, it's a fake. We were like, what can I do? Like, they were like, she just updated it to iOS 5. And I was
did you have the packaging? Was it just a white
box?
Yeah,
but they thought we'd put stickers on the packaging. It's genuinely, this is the phone.
Is there nothing? Like, I don't know, the volume controls?
On
the
back? There's a line at the top.
On the back, does it say?
No, it doesn't say iPhone 4S on the back.
What?
Nothing. The only thing you've got at the top, there's a line where the double antenna is, and that's the only way you can show when it's closed, when it's not on, that you've got an iPhone 4S.
Wow.
It's exactly the same.
Clearly not showing off is the new showing off.
Here we are.
But I was really
get t-shirts
played with it
made
wrong.
It is a 4S.
Sort of attach on a little kind of taggy thing, a kind of massive neon arrow pointing or just, out to your phone.
I bet you can get cases that'll say iPhone 4S in the back,
or just
for people
carry
to
carry the box with you at all times, you know, so you can show look.
Yeah.
But then even the box must look pretty much like the old box.
It's just got an S.
It's just got an S.
You know, like the iPhone 3 and then... Sorry, the iPhone 3GS. Mm. The 3G, they just added that S in the square, didn't they? That's what it looks like.
I see.
You have to use Siri a lot. Then people will know it's a 4S because that only works on the 4S.
There we go.
That is, yeah.
But surely you could just talk to your phone.
If you wanted to pretend.
Yeah.
Just use your old... I suppose. My one that I dropped down the toilet, it doesn't work. I just sit there going...
Phone, tell me what the weather is in Manchester. Oh, that's very interesting.
Right.
Thank you, raining.
Thank you.
There we are. You know.
But actually, on Siri,
you have to
I've
do
got...
the voice, I guess.
It's raining, Master.
I've got a request for our podcast group on Facebook.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to do a video asking Siri a range of questions. Oh. So I want to know what questions they would ask Siri.
Okay.
So we're going to do the video on Monday. So if you get on the Facebook group.
Keep them clean or not.
And we will try and ask Siri your questions. So the top questions you want to know from Siri.
Can you actually get pregnant from a 3D film?
We could ask that.
I want to get to the bottom of that.
I think we have the answer already.
That article will just come out. We'll just give you the article.
Yeah. Yes. They'll say, yes, you can.
It seems you can. Yeah, so the iPhone 4S.
So worthy of its 4 stars? 5 stars even?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Yeah. Now the gongs have been given out at T3's annual award shindig. I was in America, but Ree and Dunk, you were there.
Yes,
how
we
was
were.
It for you?
It was good. Yeah, yeah. I was working, doing the videos, so did the red carpet, the build-up, and then interviewed all the winners.
Were you working?
No, not really.
You were
I thought it was...
He was working the room. He was working the room.
Working the floor.
I was annoying somebody from the advertising department by insisting that he go and buy me drink on expenses because he was entertaining. But he was like, well, I'm just sat here with you. And I was like, well, go and find somebody, entertain them, and then buy some drinks and then bring them to me. But he didn't. I just buy my own booze.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I thought it was an event. It was really good. Mm. I've decided I just don't like award ceremonies, and it doesn't really matter whether they're our ones or anybody else's. But as an overall, the actual awards bit were tolerable, and the event as a whole I thought was really good. It's really slick. Better
Dara
than last
Breen
year.
Was really good.
I think Dara Breen's what made it. But then we didn't... I think the problem with the awards, we'd like race through it, which is good. But we didn't really give Dara the opportunity to sort of...
The time to shine.
Do more of his stuff. Because the reason... I mean, it was actually... I'm sure lots of people suggested, but I did suggest we should get Dara O'Brien. In fact, I said we should just ask him to name his price. Because I saw him doing the game BAFTAs or the Golden Joysticks, whatever, and he was superb at that. Mm. But he was given loads of free rein to just, like, do his shtick.
So he didn't have enough.
Whereas for us, he had far too much of having to read out lengthy explanations of why Mark Zuckerberg is good, which isn't his natural comedy sort of background.
He has 10 minutes at the start, isn't it? He has his 10 minutes.
Yeah, he did. It, like where he managed to work in a bit of improvising and sort of being funny, it was hilarious.
So for those who like me missed out, here is a taster.
Here we are on the luscious red carpet of the T3 Awards 2011, where we'll be welcoming the great and good of the tech world.
I'm handing over the trophies and the envelope with the winning names, so it's quite an important role.
I'm very interested in the Gadget Personality of the Year Award. Even my son didn't vote for me, so, you know, a bit sad there.
The celebrations are beginning. All we need now are some winners.
You know, rock on. We just want to win, and wonderful to have a great device. And thank you. Yeah, thanks, T3.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much to everyone, especially all the people that voted for us here. Thank you.
This is currently Mark's award. If Mark wants it, Mark knows where to get it. And Mark can probably afford to send somebody to catch us. Yeah, so I'm not going to expend any energy or cost in hunting Mark down.
I think at the end of the day, people agreed with who triumphed on the night.
Now on to the after party.
And now on to the after party.
I think there was some quibbling over Zuckerberg.
Yes,
that was meant for a slightly nonplussed reaction on the night.
In case you're
wondering,
does
he have a personality?
I'll get onto that. Yeah, Samsung. That was Samsung collecting Phone of the Year for the S2. Tom Piller of Microsoft collecting Gadgets of the Year, the overall winner for Kinect, and of course Dara O'Brien collecting Gadget Personality of the Year on behalf, I hasten to add, of Mark Zuckerberg, edging out Rory Catherine-Jones, who we heard earlier, whose own son didn't vote for him. there has been some reaction from FHM on the whole Zuckerberg issue.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what they say about this?
So
here we are. Mark Zuckerberg won T3's Gadget Personality of the Year award by literally stealing it out of the hands, I'm shouting it because it's in capitals, of beautiful gadget show presenter Pollyanna Woodward. And it's come up with three reasons why Mark shouldn't have won. So a bit of deep analysis has gone into all this. Number one, it's a personality award. Does Zuckerberg even have a personality? When he speaks, it's like hearing pre-recorded words issued forth from a robot inside his chest cavity. A valid point, I think. Number two.
That is true.
Number two. We bet Mark Zuckerberg doesn't even care that he's won. He's probably too busy sailing his golden yacht on oceans of caviar. Pollyanna would no doubt be overjoyed to win and probably do a photo shoot and everything. Again, perfectly valid criticism.
That is also probably true.
The third and perhaps most pertinent point is we don't fancy Mark Zuckerberg at all.
Mm. I do a bit.
Again, do you?
I'd give him one, yeah.
You would.
Good,
would,
good.
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
No, not my cup of tea.
I think he's weirdly sexy. Either.
Do you? Is he your weird crush of 2011?
Could it be his billions and billions of personal wealth?
Well, that doesn't... that helps.
That means nothing to me.
He is a very dull speaker, but you wouldn't be able to hear him talk with my dick in his mouth.
Oh, dear me. I fancied the guy who played him in Social Network more than
That's
him.
That's not the same thing.
Actually, that also helps, yeah. Maybe I am slightly mixing up famous actor Jesse Eisenberg with dull CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
More dissent on the podcast group. Yasser Charisma, can't believe some of the awards given. Gadget personality was just a joke. I want a Duncan rant on this. Well, I think you've had one.
Well, I don't know. I see, because the thing is, I think it's a bit unfair to say he's got no personality.
I see.
Because to be more accurate, does anybody know what his personality is?
No.
He's clearly quite a forceful figure in many ways, in a sort of in a kind of geeky sort of way. I mean,
I'm not sure
as
the
much
social
as you
network
can,
really portrayed his.
Well, true. That's the other thing. If we are going on the social network, his personality doesn't seem to be that nice.
No.
So. I guess what this award should now be renamed as is like Rich Successful Guy of the Year or something like that. But then again, I suppose, looked at it another way, that was a very big film, you know, proper big grossing Hollywood film with like a high profile director, writer, cast. Well, to be fair, Pollyanna Woodward, for instance, has not had such a film made about her. So maybe that was the basis people were voting on.
And Jack Malcolmson, in my opinion, Xbox Kinect shouldn't have been Gadget of the Year.
I think it's fair because it's the fastest selling consumer device.
Yeah, that was kind of the point. Microsoft.
It's huge.
And I don't know I don't think it's been trumpeted enough.
No, it hasn't.
For that very fact, you know, people seem to have just completely ignored its phenomenal sales success.
I suppose that's because people still think. Accurately up to a point that it is just basically Wii Mark II. The basic idea is the Wii, but done much more sort of elaborately.
I don't know.
I thought it was quite good because I've got a bit fed up of, because like normally it would just be a phone.
Yeah. Or a tablet.
Was it a tablet last year? The iPad 1 last year?
Yeah, it was the iPad last year. iPad 2.
Well, that's just basically a big phone. It's good to have something that isn't.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
so,
I think we've discussed on the podcast in the past the kind of actual technology that's gone into it is quite phenomenal, and also the possibilities that are unleashed by it, not just with the Xbox, but when people start hacking it and using it with the PC
I thought it was just about a worthy winner. I've got the reservations about it, but it's more exciting than yet another bloody phone.
There we go.
It's something different, isn't it?
Good. Right. Well, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad.
And on newsstand.
Number one seller on newsstand.
Rocking it. There's a deal. You can make some savings if you get it on newsstand.
I think we're actually the second highest grossing thing on iTunes.
Hmm.
Thing?
Like stuff you can pay for with a second.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
App.
Well, we are not the highest or second highest grossing thing on iTunes, but
we are the best
because we are free, and we're free every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.